So given our fast-paced life in the ashram, how can we actually find time to keep track of, to write down, when we have so many things to do, how to write down our realizations and how to keep track of them? Actually, yes, our life can be very fast. And what I do is sometimes if I get a good thought, if I'm not able to write it down, I just record it. Just one sentence, you record and keep it. And afterwards, when we have time, we can write it down. This is technically called as oral journaling. There's written journaling and there's oral journaling. Oral journaling is, I find it's not as powerful, but at least something, some ideas remain. And later on, that can be added. And secondly, it's not necessary that we have to keep track of all our realizations. It is that some things, just like we sometimes compile our notes. I might have been in notes in our classes, but how many other notes do we refer? Not much. But still, just even the act of making notes increases our concentration. So without hearing, maybe without making notes, we may have assimilated 20% or 50%. With the notes, we assimilate 40% or 70% or 80%, whatever. So like that, just noting down is also a way in which we are remembering Krishna. It is like our whole life is devotionally oriented, and then we try to write some realization, then we are actually right. We are remembering Krishna by remembering how Krishna is acting in our life, or by trying to understand how Krishna is acting in our life. Journal can be either report or it can be also exploration. What is happening in my life? Actually, try to make sense of it. So that way, it is not necessary to keep track of everything. And sometimes we might just, after writing something, I feel like this is really very good. So we just take one sentence out and put it somewhere. So I usually nowadays journal only in a computer, because then it's very easy to cut paste. Or now, and we can sync between computer and phone or whatever. But in general, it is not necessary that we have to keep track of journal entries. Just the act of writing itself increases our focus, increases our contemplation, increases our connection with Krishna, at least for that time. Just like most of the time when we hear classes, how many of the classes do we remember that way? But at least during the period of the classes, we are connected with Krishna. We have remembered Krishna at that time. Similarly, during the period of journaling at least, I find that when I write, because writing is my main service, writing is the time when I am most absorbed in Krishna. Even when I am speaking, I am not that absorbed in Krishna. Because in speaking, I am observing and how are people responding. And I have to try to think of that and adjust my presentation. But in writing, I'm completely absorbed. So that absorption itself is good. Once I asked Jayadvait Maharaj, now how do we define success in writing? So Maharaj says, Krishna is glorified. That is the success. It's very transcendental. But that is true. We try to glorify Krishna, and that's the purpose of our life. Of course, we would like to glorify in a way that people also come to know about Krishna's glories and people become attracted to him. But that is a secondary result. We focus on glorifying Krishna. And in one sense, when we are writing down his illuminations, that is also glorification of Krishna, because we are writing down how Krishna acted in our life or how we see how Krishna acted in the world around us. So just the process itself is important. We don't necessarily need to have a product tangibly visible from the process. The process itself will deepen our connection with Krishna. Okay.
Yes, Prabhu. Prabhu, you were mentioning about this